Well, we're back here for our wrap-up edition of my talks each week with Coach Ben Barr, men's hockey team here at the University of Maine. Hockey East champions, that sounds like a really good thing.
Yeah, I mean, when you look back on it, I'm sure it will feel like a good thing. And obviously the end of the season is still kind of fresh, so now we're into the portal season, and yeah. You just move on from it, and we'll reflect more, I'm sure, once the snow melts.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I thought was is interesting, I asked you off air just a minute ago, but you've got all your graduating seniors have signed pro contracts. I mean, I don't remember the last time that's happened here at Maine, that there's been that many, some of them are playing together now, and some are playing against each other and the like. That's a testament, I think, to two things. One, most of them were 5-year players, and that so they have that extra year. But I think more than anything else, it was the way they learned to play together.
Yeah. Well, I think they're phenomenal kids, and that's probably their best trait, and they translated that into turning themselves into players that could be hopefully pro players for a long time. You never know in that world. And you don't see a lot of players stay 4 or 5 years anymore. So we were fortunate to have as many guys, impactful guys like that on our team this year. And that obviously really helped us, you know, with the maturity piece and the depth of our team. So, you know, we're proud of those guys, you know, regardless of where their career takes them over the next few years. They've, you know, they accomplished a lot here.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the portal. I've been looking at who's been entering, who's been exiting the portal. What's striking to me is how sometimes almost entire teams want to bail. You had that Northern Michigan, and this year you've got tons of people leaving. The women's program at Merrimack is 15 players, I think, entered the portal.
Yeah.
It's got to make coaching way more difficult.
Yeah, it's not a. It's a different world than it was 5-10 years ago. No question. I don't think the kids. Sometimes the players that go in there, they're the ones taking the like. A lot of times, that's not even their choice. You know. So, you know, the NCAA has created this world that this is the environment that we're in where, you know, the players can go anywhere, and the coaches can also tell the players, hey, you're not going to play here.
Yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword, and it's not very good for anything right now. I don't know where it's going to go. This settlement is still in court. They were dealing with it, I think, Monday again. Yeah. And so it's – no one has any answers. We've been trying to figure this out, what it looks like for over a few years now, and nothing really seems to be set in stone still. So – the reality is we all deal with it, and, you know, the traditionalist in you says, hey, this isn't great, and, you know, there's a lot of things that we've kind of lost in college athletics, I think, but you try to figure it out and be as honest and upfront as you can, and, it is what it is.
Yeah, I understand the kid who's playing in a program that isn't doing well and knows he can play in a better program wanting to leave. But it does seem sometimes it's just, I think I'll try this. I think I'll try that. And that's got to be frustrating. You spend time recruiting somebody and you get them on board and then they go, yeah, but, you know, there's a car dealership down there that's going to give me an NIL deal. And, you know,
well, that's part of it now. And, it's a little weird, and it's a weird conversation to have. But I think you see a lot of people going in at programs that aren't embracing that stuff. So it's like you have to find a way to help these kids manage whatever they like on beyond the ice, the classroom, and then the business side of things now too. And that was never really a consideration 10, 15, 20 years ago. if you're at a school, you were there pretty much, and then it was our job to help them get better and develop, and if that took 3 or 4 years, now it's not. So I would say it's less on most of the kids that you see in there. More of them are probably being told to go in there than are just going in there.
Yeah.
So it's more on the coaches and the environment, in my opinion. And we're not immune to it either here. So it's that's the ugly truth of our game right now, and we'll see where it goes.
So on the bright side, I know you can't talk about specific players, and I wouldn't ask you to, but recruiting season and the portal season is going. Do you like what your chances are with some of the people you're looking at?
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. You know, we had a really good group of players that transferred in last year, and they really helped us. I think the thing that we have going right now is we have people know kind of what we do and who we are and how we run our team, and then there's the players that go in that they don't talk to us, they're talking to other players that they know on our team or yeah. players and then the right players that can be part of that come, and that's what we're hoping again. Like if the right person goes in, not everyone knows the stats and where they played and all that kind of stuff, but they have to be the right person to be a good fit here. And if we can find a few of those, great, And if not, we'll still be fine. Yeah. So it's try not to lose too much sleep over it.
No, I would think not. The rink is coming along. The work is coming along. That's got to be a good thing. I mean, I think kids get impressed by that. Do you know when you guys will be back over there, your offices, that stuff yet?
We're hoping by the time school starts. That's the goal. It's amazing. I've been through there a few times, and I think they were putting the locker room stalls in yesterday. So it's you walk in there, and it kind of blows you away compared to what we've been, the facilities that we've been in since, for decades.
Really. Yeah.
So it's, I think the guys are going to be really excited about it, and, it's definitely worth the wait, and we're excited about moving in.
Yeah, well, I am too. I get, this is the time of the year when I start to think to myself, God, I wish summer would just get over. I've always been a wintertime guy. I appreciate you doing this all season long. It's been great, and look forward to next season. And I'm just so thankful for the great job that you guys and your staff have done to get Maine hockey back to where it is.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate you.
You bet. Thanks, Coach.
All right. I'll get this off.